This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Dooby dooby doo. Oh, Alice at 97.3. Sarah
and Vinny. Get the ones right.
Jeez. Try again. Okay. Go ahead. Oh, very nice. Well done.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. It's been a fun day so far. Hump day. It's Alice at 97.3. Yep, hump day. Good vibes. Variety. That's what we got going on. And we have your chance to pick your tickets to one of the biggest concerts in the Bay. You get to choose. There's a lot of big concerts. And here's a bunch of them. Katy Perry, Dua Lipa, Post Malone with Jelly Roll, Halsey, The Weeknd. You get to choose if you win right now. Here's how to win right now. Text the word FLEX, F-L-E-X, to our contest line, which is 20357. This hour's code word is FLEX, F-L-E-X, contest line, 20357. That's it. You do that, text FLEX to 20357, you're entered to win. FLEX, this hour's code word. It's pretty simple. I feel strongly that you can handle it.
You got this.
Yeah. Got stuff going on. Lollapalooza announced its 2025 lineup yesterday. Lollapalooza is just in Chicago now. Mm-hmm. It used to be, I mean, it was just like the coolest. It almost like started the touring festival thing, you know?
Yeah, of course it did.
It's just, it was amazing.
Yeah, I loved it.
I around 1990 maybe?
I went to 90? The first, I don't know how many. That because I was in radio at the time. Mm-hmm. And so the first one was Jane's Addiction and Nine Inch Nails and...
Red Hot Chili Peppers, I think.
No, not the first one.
The second one was Chili Peppers, Pearl Jam, also...
Nirvana?
No, not Nirvana. Ice Cube, Ice-T and Body Count, mm-hmm. Jesus and Mary Chain and...
Oh, funny. Jesus and Mary Chain.
I said Pearl Jam, yeah.
Yeah.
They were good, though. They were super fun events, and they were touring so that you could actually
and there was
see
like,
them.
Was there the sideshow happening with that as well?
Yep.
So there was...
Jim Rose's circus was a big part of the first one.
It was just a huge sort of traveling circus of music and art and food and fun and freak shows.
It was my first, like, I got to college, and it was my first time, like, going to a concert with a bunch of friends
and being able
to party and have fun and to see Pearl Jam and Red Hot Chili Peppers and
to not even realize
Soundgarden was on that one too. Yeah.
Oh.
It was like totally
like how epic.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, see like, all those bands
in
like,
one place
before that they were just before we knew what happened to all of them. Yikes. Anyway, Lollapalooza still happens. It's become like I think Seattle has Bonnaroo, and we've got Outside Lands, and then, you know, everybody's got
Coachella
their...
Coachella stays where it
Coachella,
is.
Yeah.
Right.
Actually, I have the Coachella lineup, too. Pardon me. I have the Stagecoach lineup. But starting with Lollapalooza 2025, Headlining acts include, and there are a bunch of them, and there are various stages as well. It is still a big do. It's a big, you know, walkabout, different stages, that kind of thing. But it's a great lineup. Sabrina Carpenter, who just completed an Eiffel Tower over there in Paris. She really had a big smile on her face, too. Mm-hmm. Sabrina Carpenter, Tyler, the Creator, Olivia Rodrigo is headlining one of the nights. Somebody called Twice? I don't know Twice. Luke Combs, ASAP Rocky, Korn with a K, Korn, Gracie Abrams, Doechii. Other acts on the bill include Cage the Elephant, Phineas. Like, I still feel like we got to say that's Billie Eilish's brother. Someday, maybe we won't. I don't know. I don't know any of his songs, truthfully. T-Pain, that Måneskin, Foster the People, Rebecca Freaking Black. It's Friday.
No.
Yes.
No.
You know, she's touring with Katy Perry. And now she's also doing Lollapalooza.
Good for her.
It's her time to shine, Ben.
I like it.
Yeah. Lollapalooza is 4 days long, July 31st to August 3rd. It's at Grant Park in Chicago, and the tickets go on sale this Thursday. If it sounds like it's up your alley, I suppose we could put the full lineup up there, but I suppose you could also Google that. I mean, that would be a thing you could do. If you were like, I'm definitely going to go to Chicago in the summer.
Do you really think this person deserves to be at Lollapalooza?
You know what? She was 13 when she did that. Oh. We all grow. We all change. We all learn things.
All right. I'll give her a
chance. I saw her in the pictures with Katy Perry. I was like, it's hard to tell who's hotter.
Is that right?
I thought so.
She looks great.
She looked really, really good. See if you can find those pictures from when they made their announcement that they were going to tour together. I was like, when did Rebecca Black turn into a hottie from the goofy kid that she was?
I always thought Katy Perry was kind of goofy, but she has come into her, you know, become a woman before our eyes. Like she's
right.
She's hot.
She's put some, especially she was promoting this latest record and tour. She is like putting on, there's Rebecca Black. Like, she's in the cheat outfit. Did we look at this together the other day?
Yeah, we did.
I just thought she was, like, to me, Katy Perry is not looking. Yeah, there it is. That's nice. Katy Perry is going, oh, you're wearing the hotter outfit, lady. But she's still the Friday girl the whole time.
Yeah. And that's the song people will expect to hear her sing.
She should sing it three times. She should do it when she starts the set. She should do it somewhere in the middle. And then she should end with it.
Yeah. See?
See, that's how you do it, kid. Let me tell you. You know what you should do? Go ahead and do that song three times, and then
and tell us what each day of the week is, not just the weekend.
Oh yeah, yeah. Do you have that ready to go? I want to hear the.
Let's
turn it up. Here we go.
No,
no, you don't have it.
No, it's coming right now.
All
right.
Wow.
It's after Friday though.
Oh, we're so excited.
Oh.
Oh my God. Oh my
God.
This is the worst. R.B. Rebecca Black. This is the worst song of all time.
Very few people that write worse songs than me.
And we have found one of them.
She's done it.
Yes. Not like she
wrote it. It's almost like you have to write worse songs in order to just be not like she's. I just don't even know what to say about that. It's just, even just the way she puts the words together. Like, please stop putting words together like that. Nobody talks like that.
I'll go late to catch Sabrina Carpenter. That would be.
Yeah.
Love to see her live.
Yeah. You mean to Chicago?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Stagecoast Festival, that is, I believe, the week after the two weekends of Coachella.
Yes.
In the same spot.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be Jelly Roll, Luke Combs, Zach Bryan, and the Backstreet Boys.
Cool.
Okay. The Backstreet Boys is sort of a funny addition. It's like three of the biggest names in all of country music and the Backstreet Boys on all in one weekend. So if you've never been to Indio, California, and you'd love yourself some boy bands.
They're great live.
I'm sure they are.
They're the best.
It's just very, it's very weird. April 25th to April 27th. So that's coming up quick. It'll be the first time that either Zach or Jelly, J
General!
Will headline Stagecoach, and it'll be Luke's second time he was there in 2022. And there are other stages. While you're there, you can also see Brothers Osborne. Shaboosey's going to be there. Scotty McCreary. And many more whose names I don't recognize because I'm not a country music fan. And if you want to change it up, you can see Nelly, Goo Goo Dolls, T-Pain, Creed. Plenty of options to choose from. I'm not sure.
Nelly has a country album.
Yes.
And it's good.
Is it?
Yeah.
What is the best song?
I got to look it up because I don't remember songs of bands I actually love. But I just don't remember that stuff.
One of the stages at Stagecoach is called the Palomino Stage. And that is where Lana Del Rey is going to finally make her country debut. She's been talking about this. We heard some songs. It sounded a little bit folky. I would say it didn't. I wasn't like, that's not screaming country or whatever, but it is the chic thing to do these days. Everyone goes, I wonder if I got a country album in me. And then they try to find something in their past that makes them legitimately country. And if they can't find something, then they go live in Nashville for 6 months while they make their record. And they're like, what? I'm from Nashville recently. The Palomino Stage is a much smaller experience than where the main acts perform at Stagecoach. And it's billed by the venue as a, quote, a festival set transformed into an intimate once-in-a-lifetime experience. So it's not a bad place for Lana to be debuting the country side of her. She's going to do... she's performing her very special country set on Friday, April 25th.
Mm. I think Lil Bit is one of the hits with Florida Georgia Line. That's Nelly and Florida Georgia Line. High Horse is another big hit from the...
Lil Bit sounds familiar, actually.
You've heard this.
I don't know if I have.
You have.
Nelly. Well, Nelly is headlining the Palomino Stage on night two. 25 years since the release of his debut album, Country Grammar. And then closing it out, Sammy Hagar is going to do night three, it looks like, on the Palomino Stage. Although his band is called Chickenfoot, so I wonder if it's Chickenfoot or they're just like, forget it, just say it's Sammy Hagar.
Huh!
I know.
Probably.
How old is he now? He's 75, 76.
He's pushing 80.
Yeah. Still looks good. It is kind of unreal. I see him from time to time on Instagram.
He looks great for his age, but for a while there in his 50s and 60s, he still looked like he was 30.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just go, how is that happening?
How old is Sammy Hagar?
I'll say 76.
79.
Sarah was closest, 77.
Oh, yeah. Still, you are not wrong. That is pushing. You're leaning up against 80.
Mm-hmm. Still out doing shows.
Hard to believe. Really hard to believe. I'm just going to read you a couple headlines. I'm exhausted by Diddy and I hate Yay. And they're just, now they're together. You know, I don't like any of it. I'll just read you the headlines and move on with our lives. Like, these are just awful people who have awful things to say. And they said stupid things to say. Diddy, in a call from jail to Kanye, which somehow was recorded and released to TMZ, says, F the haters, get back on stage. I'm here for you. I'm support you. This is what you got to do. He's good. Like, Yay is calling Diddy in jail to get advice. So great. You know what they should do? They should both get in a little boat and we should drag them out to the middle of the ocean and just leave them there. And be like, you know what, you guys, it's been really fun.
Turns out people can last a long time out there. Remember
yes,
that story
is true, actually.
Yesterday?
I have a feeling, though, that those people, I don't think that these two would do all that
well.
Was
that guy from Peru?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he was a fisherman, right?
He was, but the story was like he'd been out there for a long time, lost at sea, eating bugs, birds, and fish. The part I didn't get to, because, you know, we take off from one spot and never get back to the actual
story.
There was, they said he hasn't eaten, he hadn't eaten for 15 days when he was rescued. Like,
Jesus.
15 days. And he was eating garbage leading up to the
Well, he had to be out of sunscreen at that point, right? Like, was he just fried to a crisp? You said he was walking, though. Like, he was surprisingly good condition.
Good condition despite not having eaten at the end for
more than a fortnight.
Weeks. He was surprisingly in decent shape.
Mm.
So don't send them out on the boat.
No, do. I want
drop them in the volcano.
They're gonna come back. Like, you know what? That's true. They don't suffer enough. It's too quick. I want them to suffer. Here's another headline for you.
You think people dropped into a volcano don't suffer?
No. I think that it's pretty instantaneous. You drop into the magma and you are gone. Zip.
Don't
like
you,
that.
Like, go down slow into it though and like burn from the feet up. That's pretty bad.
So you're saying we should get some kind of a winch where we could just be dropping them in feet first.
Oh, that is how they do it in the movies. There's a click.
Yeah.
Click. Oh, you keep dropping a little. Click.
No, even they'd be roasting like a marshmallow above the magma. I mean, the heat coming out of a volcano.
Yeah, the gas
you guys.
Would kill them,
right?
It?
That's true. Few breaths of the gas. You're right, Vinny.
All right, we put them on a boat.
Yeah. It's so much more awful. Jeez. We got to get a drone out there to film the whole thing because one of them's going to eat the other, obviously.
Who would eat who first?
I don't know. I feel like Kanye's younger and
he's got those teeth.
All right. He does have those. You know what? That is a great point.
You guys are gross.
Here's the next headline. Kanye West goes nuclear on Kendrick, Tyler, Ty money sign, Ty dollar sign, Future, Metro, and says, not like us sucks.
Kanye says, not like us sucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's accusing virtually all his former collaborators of betrayal. In his words, nobody gets a pass. The latest rant appears to have been triggered by Playboy Cardi pinging Kim Kardashian to get Northwest to do a feature on their record hours after Kim shut down Ye's attempts to get North. He was trying to get North on a song with Diddy, which, by the way, there is a song where there's a recorded Diddy's recorded voice and then Northwest does, and it's a Kanye song and Northwest raps a verse in it. So he's tweeting away, I hated Not Like Us. I held my tongue about not being on Cardi album. Him going to my ex to ask my daughter to be on a song 2 days later was too far. Nobody finna play with me. Hey, Iggy Azalea, I need to get Onyx vocals on my song. That's my nephew. Oh, and I'm a rap about one of your businesses, the F. Hey, North, your dad gave me... Oh, this is from Kanye to North. Hey, North, your dad gave me my biggest song and co-sign, and I left him off my album because of his tweets. Oh, but North, you my niece, I got to use your vocals.
What?
I don't know. He's going crazy. I bought that hoe a lot of clothes, but she love her Skims. So many. It just goes on and on. And one more, and then I'm going to be done. Kanye has also gone nuclear on Kim, saying, man has first and final say. She's a white woman who has control over my black children. I'm going to say that Kanye doesn't have control over anything at this point. It's just sad. I read the headlines and think, I don't want to.
But still you do.
I know. Well, it is out there happening. Maybe tomorrow I won't, but probably I will. You know, it depends on if some celebrity does something fun that I could report on. It's like fun things. How about a celebrity did more fun things? That'd be good. All right, I'm done. Vinny, what's coming up in the news? Tell me everything.
Things that have gradually disappeared over the last decade.
Oh, could Kanye be one of them, please?
After these.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for listening today. It's gorgeous out the window.
You're welcome.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you here. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for more info on everything we talked about on today's show.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the SF Symphony Music of David Bowie. All this week, listen for the code word at 6.05 p.m. Text that code word to our contest line, 20357, and enter for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the San Francisco Symphony Music of David Bowie, June 27th at Davies Symphony Hall. Good luck.
Woo, 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 woo.
I love David Bowie.
Oh, that's got it. That'll be a really, really fun show to see.
I'm a big fan. All right. There are some clouds out there today and a very slim chance for some showers this evening if you're in the North and East Bay.
Keep your eyes peeled for them.
There's that. And lots of fresh snow from the recent storms that passed through. I understand.
That's great.
Mosley came down the mountain.
Yes.
To do something that you guys are doing later today. But
that guy on the 100-foot wave.
Yeah.
I'm going to interview him.
Aloe
Slabeer. Slabeer.
But that's really cool. But I was like, today? There's such good snow. I can't believe it. Oh, he must have had a really, a pending appointment.
Yes.
To leave this, come down mountain.
Well, Aloe's all over the world. So whenever there's a wave, he's canceled three times. I'm sorry. I got to go. I have to go catch this thing.
Oh, he's become a big wave pro.
Yeah.
Those guys, that's what they do.
So we're squeezing them in here and we'll see how that goes.
That's neat.
Yeah, it is cool.
And also, what they are doing is so beyond scary. It's truly, you couldn't possibly imagine what must happen to them underwater on the size of the waves they're surfing. I can't take it in 10 to 12 foot surf. I'm like, that's big enough for me. 10 foot.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's pushing 108 foot wave.
Well, that's what they think it was, 108.
If they deem that to be the case.
It'll be the new world record if it is.
A 20 foot day, which was an accident. I didn't mean for it to still be out there, but that's the day that my board, the The thing you tie your leash to is called a leash plug. It ripped from my board, and I was still wearing the leash. The board was gone, and I'm swimming for my life on just 20 foot. And these guys are out in 60 plus. Yikes.
Incredible. Crazy. It is crazy. I always think, like, well, that thing is going to hit ground somewhere. Where are you going to be when that happens?
I'm just beyond impressed by their... And there's physical fitness and training that goes into this. They've got to be able to hold their breath for and endure the thrashing.
Would you call it the washing machine?
Oh, God, it's worse than that. If anything over 5 or 6 foot, you're really getting tweaked. And those guys are doing yikes. Anyway.
It's got to be fearless. Yeah. So anyway, we'll, I'm sure that I'll have info on where you can hear this interview after he does it.
Very interesting.
Today.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
These are, so we'll begin and maybe even end with this because we are coming to the end of another spectacular Sarah and Vinny radio show.
What a fun time we have in here.
Things that have gradually disappeared over the last decade without people really noticing. This is a list online.
Is it stores?
Stores is one of them, yes. There's no question that it's... You go
things
to a
you
mall,
think would never go away.
And mall stores, just empty sections. Empty wings of a mall. Like, just empty.
It's wicked sad. It's scary. Like, uh-oh.
It doesn't feel like the last 10 years would be... 2015 would be considered that long ago. But here are some things that have slowly disappeared since 2015. At the top of the list... I have to agree, a good old $800 beater car that actually runs and drives.
Oh, no. It feels like you can't even get used cars anymore. Everybody wants them.
My old car that I finally...
The $800 beater. That's so funny.
The beater that my... So I bought a beater off my dad, the thing that he commuted in. He sold it to me. It's a Datsun B210. It was orange. It was ugly as hell. And I ruined that thing.
Immediately.
Well, and then over a period of time as well. I couldn't get someone to give me $500 for it. It still ran. But the guy showed up to buy it and went, I'll give you three.
I'm Did like, you take it?
Yeah. But I mean,
get this thing out of here.
I can't get it. Runs. It'll take you wherever you want to go.
Yeah, but you've got the hood tied down and you can't open one of the doors.
It's tied down.
It's all set.
You're fine. Small independent hardware stores.
Oh, I know. Those are gone.
Ace doesn't count then, even though they're privately owned.
Took over the small. There'd be like a hardware store and Ace would come in and buy it and keep it a hardware store.
But they'd call it
an
Ace.
Now it's an Ace hardware store.
We have
and even some of those have gone away. Like my local Ace, there's a few, but there was one that I was walking distance from my house when I first bought my house that I live in now. And that thing just went away. It's somebody's, like some corporate headquarters for somebody now.
Really?
Yeah. It's a super bummer too, because I love hardware stores.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, you just always need something.
Yeah.
There's one... Home Depot on one side of Santa Cruz, and then there's like seven Ace Hardwares on the other side. They seem to be doing fine. I'm always in Ace Hardware for something.
Yeah.
And I don't even like fixing stuff. I mean...
You always need something, though. They have the thing. And I love old hardware stores. Like there's Goodman's right on... You can see it from 101 in Mill Valley. I love that place. It's like... Over the years, there have been 50 little things added onto it. So the floors are all different. And each thing, you go to these different sections and they have like a canning section and they've got like an art supply section. That place is great. And then you can go get your paint mixed and get lumber out in the back. I love that. I love hardware stores. Get your key made, go through all the little door hardware.
All the stuff.
Great. Yeah. All the stuffs.
A real live person answering a business telephone. Like, hello?
That never happens anymore.
It's just long freaking gone. And if you
hello,
call
thank
anybody,
you for calling wherever.
Anywhere, anything, it doesn't matter. They will, you're forced into whatever it is they've decided how they're going to do business. For example, We've got your number. We'll call you back in the next 3 hours. Well, I'll hold.
Click. No, goodbye.
No, click. I was going to hold, though, because I really want to make sure this gets done, and that callback thing sketches me out. Like, I don't think you're going to do it, or I'll be busy and be all,
Right. I'll have opened some other account. I'm just going to just sit here quivering until the phone rings.
They say the pandemic killed the 24-hour business, and they won't be back. So whether that's 24-hour fitness or 24-hour other things, they seem to have gone away, and they're not. It's not a thing anymore. Toys and cereal boxes, gone. I don't know about that.
Is that so?
No, that's what they're saying here.
Huh. It does seem like everything. There's always, you know, some kind of game on the back of my Cocoa Puffs or whatever. Like I have a maze I got to do.
Start eating the Cocoa Puffs.
I love Cocoa Puffs. Come on.
You really
delicious.
You're just kidding.
No, they're so good.
When's the last time you had a Cocoa Puff?
It's been a while because John. I told John that they're too good. I wind up eating like three bowls of them. So just get me the the red berries. What is it called? Special K red berries. I'm like, just get me that. I can limit myself to one, but once in a while he'll come home with that. Or Lucky Charms, my other favorite. But and that also has like games on the back.
And you eat Lucky Charms when John will let you.
If he lets me, yeah. Mm. What's great is when the kids come home, like at Christmas time, I think we had both of those things.
Because they'll eat those too.
And then I'm like, ooh, Cocoa Puffs. Cocoa Puffs.
Oh my gosh.
So fun.
On the list of things that have gradually disappeared over the last decade, people smoking cigarettes. That is true.
I feel like that's even been longer than the last
decade.
When
I see someone smoking a ciggy, like a real fire-lit cigarette, it's like, I'm shocked.
I know. My mom does. My mom smokes cigarettes still.
Yeah, I know.
Miss you, Mom. I'll be home to see you soon so that I can have some cigarettes with you.
Don't.
Of course I won't.
Of course yes, you will. Yeah, you're nodding yes right now.
You guys are
of course
crazy.
You will.
Please.
Yes, you will.
Don't if you're going to smoke, why don't you go get the brand you like?
Because then I'll continue to smoke them. You got to smoke,
so
the, crappy
as long as you smoke
ones.
The crappy ones. Okay, if you say so.
See, maybe I'll get one of those disposable things that Maddie smokes, the little vape things. I'll get that. And then I'll just when I'm with my mom.
Or how about you just don't smoke? You quit.
That's really not an option when I'm around my mommy.
Oh, my God.
Makes it so fun. Like, oh. It was six together.
Well, this whole list is ruined by number 11 on the list, which is physical checks as payment.
Oh, yeah.
I write checks all the time.
I do, too. I still go to the bank.
Well, sometimes you have to go to the bank.
I just like it.
Oh, what's that? What's that noise? What's that little noise I hear? Oh, that's weird.
Oh, are we gaming?
Yes.
We
have come to the game
we
portion
game
of the show.
We game now. Okay.
Now we game. That's fun, though. I like that list of things that has gone away.
All right. Since we were talking, it's National Backyard Game Day Backyard Day? Anyway, we were talking about backyard games. Mm-hmm. So the game today is about games.
Oh, I love games.
It's a game
Let's
about
talk about games.
Games.
Yeah.
All right. Who wants to go first
I'll
here?
Go first.
Sarah. All righty. Sarah.
Yo, you want to go? Okay,
no,
Vinny wants to go first.
I don't want to go first now.
Well, no, she went first yesterday. You did, I think.
No,
I don't care.
Okay, Sarah, here you go. In bocce ball, what is the name of the smaller target ball players try to get closest to? Is it a jack, a palomino, or a marker? A palino, excuse me. I said that wrong.
Palino. I'll go with palino. That sounds Italian. Bocce, palino.
Marker.
It is palino.
Palino.
Oh, son of a... Give me that look.
In an official game of wiffle ball, how many holes are there in a standard wiffle ball? 6, 8, or 10?
I haven't played in so long.
That is actually a great question.
And we used to get completely ripped. I don't even... I like looking at the ball, I'm going to say 10!
I would also say 10, but I think I'm going to go 8 just to be different.
8 is correct.
Oh! That has to hurt.
Don't care for this term, but which backyard game is sometimes referred to as hillbilly golf?
Oh. Is it cornhole?
Is it ladder toss?
Oh.
Can jam or cornhole?
Cornhole.
I also will say cornhole.
You are both wrong. It is ladder toss.
Oh. Because the thing, it looks like a big golf ball?
I don't know.
If you've never played it?
I've never played
it. This summer, I'll have a party and you can come over and we'll play.
You really don't like the hillbilly word, huh?
I'm not a fan of it.
It's like fighting words for you.
It's not fighting words. I mean,
hurtful,
I know it's
though.
Jews,
you feel
but,
hurtful.
But I feel like it's a derogatory term to towards my people. Term? It's a twum. It's a bad twum. In croquet, Sarah. I think it's Sarah. No, it's Vinny.
Yeah, it
in croquet, what is the name of the final stake that players must hit to win the game? Is it the end post, the finish peg, or the wicket stake?
The wicket stake.
Stake.
The wicket stake?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the end post. Tell me them again.
End post, finish peg, or wicket stake?
I'm going to go, I don't know. Jesus. They're wickets. Those little things are called wickets.
He said wicket. It sounded cool. Now it sounds stupid. Wicket?
Yeah.
Wicked.
Wicket.
Wicket. Sorry. Oh, fudge.
I mean, there are wickets. I'm going to say it's the finishing peg.
It is. The finishing peg.
Oh,
of course it is.
Boom.
What else is new?
All right, Sarah, what is the maximum number of players allowed on the field at one time in an official game of kickball? 7, 9, or 10? The old kickball. How many people allowed on the field?
Are we counting the... So these are the fielders, not necessarily the persons coming up to kick.
The question is, how many? What was the maximum number of players allowed on the field?
10. So, yeah. I just say 10. I don't care. 10. I don't care. I didn't know there was official kickball. I thought it was just a thing kids did.
I'm going to say 7, Bob.
You're both wrong. It is 9.
Oh,
just like baseball.
Well, goodness gracious. All right.
In ladder toss, how many bolas does it take each player to throw per round? Is it 2, 3, or 4?
Is it my turn?
Mm-hmm.
3.
She just told us she plays this. It's 3.
All right, you're both right.
Well,
all right. Finally, in a game of frisbee golf or disc golf,
yeah.
What is the official term for completing a hole in one throw? Is it a birdie, a hole in one, or an ace?
Sounds.
I'm going ace, Bob.
I'm also going to go ace.
Ace is correct.
Yay!
But I think that was a little too late for Vinny Vincenzo.
5-2. Sarah rocks your world. What? Here she comes.
Sarah wins again.
She kicked your ass.
Saracuda.
Language.
Sorry about that.
Wow, you blow kisses, she throws punches.
Kicked your butt. Goodbye. Be sure to listen all day because we have lots of things we're giving away, including your chance for Dino Days and SF Symphony Music of David Bowie. We'll check you back here. Oh, don't forget that Survivor is tonight, so that's exciting. Enjoy your hump day, and we'll see you back here on Thursday.
Thank you.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.